Hello, Owen. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Iron Mind. It's on RT2 9:30 this Sunday. I know you have been struggling and fighting to get this made for a long, long time. And finally, it is here.
Yeah. I when I say struggle to get it made, I think I can understand why a lot of people had a fear of doing this, because they, you know, I might have this great idea in my head and I mightn't be able to, you know, explain it very, very well. But I knew that if we could get to the point where we could start making a show like this, we can put mental health on primetime television in a very empowering, inspiring way. And that was really at the kind of key of what I wanted to do.
And when you say Rez, a show like this, what is the show for people who have not heard of it?
Well, basically, it's about mental health and all the different things that you can do. And one of the case studies and focuses we used was exercise. But ultimately, it wasn't the exercise that proved most beneficial to these four guys. So we trained them over 6 months to do a half Ironman. And along that journey, we started engaging with them with their mental health and how we can teach them how to cope and deal with much better, to the point they haven't dealt very well with their mental health illness, to the point because they haven't been let.
Is the starting point of this show these people kind of all admitting that they struggle with their mental health? Is it they all obviously have a pre-existing?
Yeah, there's a pre-existing issue there that they have came forward. We worked with Aware, a charity that I've worked with in the past, and we said to them, listen, we want to do this documentary. We want to help four people learn how to understand their mind a little bit better. This isn't about let's get a slow motion home and away moments and let's just have tears. It's not. It's very empowering. It's really, really empowering. And the main message this gets across is that in society, we have a perception that mental health illness is a weakness. This documentary will show that, in fact, when it's used right and they're allowed to gather that resilience that they have, it's actually a strength.
Mental health issues can be a strength.
Can be a strength. The fact is, the way I look at it, and this kind of show compounding my belief in that, people who have suffered with acute depression episodes or severe anxiety disorders will tell you the days where you're literally in bed and you can't get out of bed and you can't face people, you can't even eat, you can't sleep. They're the challenging days. And in my case, every other challenge that's been thrown at me in life has been really quite easy compared to those particular acute moments, because they're hard to describe, and words that I'm going to say on radio or in a documentary will never describe them effectively. Only people who have probably dealt with them can really describe it or know what I'm talking about. But the fact is, when you know that in your head, and when you have lived with those days, you just internalize this massive resilience. It's in you. You're still here. You've got that. You know, you've an internal strength. And the fact is, most people with mental health issues don't recognize they have that. And when you can bring it out, and you can allow them cultivate that and bring it out and use it to overcome challenges, it can give you a serious edge. There's an awful lot of issues out there with anxiety disorders and depression which can be prevented, which can actually, if not prevented, it can be eased. So dealing with primary school, getting into primary schools, let's start dealing with 6-7-year-olds. Because could you imagine being a 7-year-old sitting at home watching the news last Friday night? How is that going to affect people? We're being exposed to such anxiety-ridden kind of information all the time. And I've heard horror stories of 6-year-olds who can't sleep now from anxiety. 6-year-olds. When I was 6, I was eating worms, running around, you know. I was completely in my... Yeah, I was a 6-year-old. That's all I did.
Would you go into politics?
No.
Why not?
Because I've seen politics poison really, really good people. People who want to make a difference, but then they realise when they get into politics that really and truly that their life gets sucked out of them, or if they try to do something good, they get ripped apart, or they're cynical kind of reasons for what they're doing. There's some good people in politics in Ireland.
Where do you see your role then? In because it's, you know, you're becoming more and more immersed in this world, and you're as much an activist now as you are a kind of a personality.
You see, what you got to do here is it can't be headhunted. You can't go and headhunting people and saying, oh, it's your fault, or it's this person's fault, or it's that person's fault. What we got to do is work together here. We absolutely have to work together. And if I was given one job or as one kind of vision for what I want to do, I believe an awful lot of what we need to deal with is through our education system. I absolutely firmly believe that, and I know other people do too. And our education system's our weapon of choice here. So what we got to do is stop fooling each other and think the government can fool us by saying, you know, let's put it on as a subject. This has to become a major part of our education system. Absolutely. What we need to do is that generation, that youth, the Irish youth, have to be helped. They have to be taught how to cope. Adults like me, and people older generations are now becoming more aware that they can talk, but the issue with that is, and I said, I interviewed our Minister of Health recently, Leo Varadkar, who I really like. You know, I think he's a good guy. I think he's in a job that he'll never succeed in, because it's just one of those jobs that no one wants. But the fact is, I said to Leo, I said, like, you know, what's the reality here? Where are we at? You know, because I can't be asked to go around telling people to talk and get help when the help isn't there. And it isn't there. It isn't there. And
that's not to bash anybody who's in the system already doing their utmost with limited resources.
No, absolutely. No, this is what it is. It's about resources. There's amazing people out there. There is incredible people out there in resources. But the fact is, if somebody wants help in Ireland, whether you're a 12-year-old or whether you're a 50-year-old, whether you've got health insurance or you don't have health insurance, if anybody wants help for their emotional well-being and mental health, it has to be available. Yeah. That is our right. We should have a right to it, because it helps. And is it automatically going to cure everything and help you? No, it'll let you cope with life. And you need to be able to do that. And I think we have to make those talk therapies much more accessible to everybody, among other things. And, you know, exercise and all these other elements and education and stuff, these are really important. But let's make mental health accessible.
I think you're missing a trick on the ruling out going into politics myself. I think you could do very well there down the line.
I would be eaten alive.
We'll revisit this question. Listen, I'm really curious to see what you've done with these people. I know it's been an emotional journey. One, to get the thing on the damn telly, and two, in the actual recording of it. So Iron Mind, it's on RT2 this Sunday at 9:30. It's a one-off, is it?
It's 2 1-hours.
Two 1-hours. So yeah. Two consecutive Sundays.
Yeah.
This Sunday, next Sunday. And we're looking forward to it. Brezzy, thank you so very much.
Pleasure. Cheers on.